Bole Hari Hari, saying, when the whole world was chanting the names of Hari, Sei Kani Gora Krishna Bhumi Avatari, at that time Gora Hari invented. And so while they're going back, Guru Maharaj, he stops and he goes, Jagad Bari Alok Bole Hari Hari. And then now he's leading briefly and he's singing that and everyone's responding and we have him mic'd and they're playing the drums and everything. And Guru Maharaj gets very excited and he starts jumping up and down going, Gaur Haribol, Gaur Haribol. And he's, Gurudev's trying to hold him so that he doesn't fall. Actually, he's holding his lati, the stick, his cane, but he starts waving his hand and singing this, and then they break into Nitai Gaur Haribol, and it comes back down, and then Gurudev takes over and starts singing, and it goes more smoothly. But it was Krishna's arrangement, because maybe if Damodar Maharaj, if he had done everything perfectly, maybe Guru Maharaj wouldn't have taken over. So that moment, somehow I knew there's going to be a special moment other than just in principle, Guru Maharaj, Gurudev, Gaur Purnima. Like I made a recording of them on Radhastami, but audio, but this was the video. And I knew that something told me, like, there will be a special moment. And that special moment came with, you know, Guru Maharaj dancing, you know, and Guru Maharaj singing. And so we, in honor of the tradition, we should sing some of these songs, but we should also, we'll say a little something before, a little something during, and a little something after. And then we'll say something more. I just talked to the devotees in Riga. They're assembled there, and it reminded me, they're devotees all over the world. This celebration's going on more or less nonstop for 24 hours, because depending on what country someone's in, they're in some stage of the celebration. And it teaches us something about Krishna Leela and Gaur Leela, because we're told, and I think I didn't do the formalities, but I mentioned Gurudev, I mentioned Guru Maharaj, I mentioned Prabhupada, Saraswati Thakur, the line, Mahaprabhu, we're okay.
Yes, ma'am, right? We're okay.
You know, because we want to invoke their blessings first. Mm. But we, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, he says, actually, it comes from Mahaprabhu to Rupa or Sanatana. No. It's Mahaprabhu's own example, so you know it's like super perfect. He is saying, what is the Krishna Leela like? Krishna appears and he remains for 125 years. But then when the birth pastime here is finished, there's birth pastime in the next universe. Prabhupada sometimes called it the traveling road show. It's like Krishna's, like, and Guru Maharaj said, like, when a play, and how he, I mean, he knows everything, but, you know, sometimes we're surprised. He said, like a play, there's when they perform the play in the big city and when they do the play in the village. Because, like, it has a certain, you know, it's different. It's the same play in different places, but the village performance of the play and the big city is different. When Radharani and Kurukshetra were told at one point, the queens of Dwarka, they're very eager to see Rasa Leela. They've heard so much about it. Think about that. They want to see this, the queens of Dwarka. And Radharani summons Brajagopis. They have Rasa Leela, and everyone is astonished. And Guru Maharaj said, Radharani said, this is nothing compared to the original. That's her own opinion. So Mahaprabhu is saying, so the Krishna Leela goes from universe to universe, innumerable universes, it's remaining one for 125 years, but not like 125 and then to the next one, but like birth pastime here, birth pastime there, birth pastime. So how can we understand this? He said, like the sun It's actually situated in its own self-effulgent position, but according to the perspective of the observers, they're seeing sunrise, or here the sun is about to set. And if we, in modern world, we do the conference call, like, or on Skype, we call people all over the world and they join this one conversation. We could ask someone, you know, what's it like where you are? And they could say, oh, it's a very beautiful sunrise, incredible sunrise going on right now. But at another location, someone's saying, oh, we're seeing the most beautiful sunset. Right? Someone else saying, it's the dead of night, you know, or there's a full moon or whatever. And another place they're saying, it's the blazing hot sun of noon. So there's this one sun situated in one place in its own radiant, self-luminous, right? Self-effulgent position, but showing, think about it, simultaneously is showing like sunrise, sunset, noon, and darkness, and everything in between. So Mahaprabhu is telling this, Krishna's pastimes are like that. Eternally, somewhere can perceive the birth of Krishna and all the other pastimes. So here, the birth of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, I was talking to Maharaj and thinking, the day after, which is the Jagannath Misra Mahotsav, and Gurudev, he said, as going to see the deity the next morning, he said, let us go and see the baby of Sachi Misra. Yeah, like this was the mood he was going to view the deity, that he's just appeared. And at other times he's appreciating something else. So, told in the scriptures, as it, Gita says, Sahasra Yuga Parjantam Ahor Yad Brahmano Vidu. 1,000 yuga cycles make a day of Brahma. Right? So we're told, what does that mean? 1,000, you know, Satya Dwarpara Treta Kali, normally. And within that, there are what? 14 Manvantars. 14 Manus, avatars of Manu, who are like a type of Shaktivesh avatar. So that means divided over, and each one of them reigns for something like 71 Dibya Yugas. Right? So we're told, in the seventh Manvantar, there's 14, so seven means around in the middle. You could say noon and a day of Brahma. Vaivasvata Manu, and his reign of 71 of the cycle of four, 71 Dibya Yugas, the 27th cycle having finished, and the 28th, Dwarpa and Treta reverse positions. So it's Satya, Treta, Dwarpara Kali, and in that Dwarpara Yuga, Krishna appears, Swayam Bhagavan Krishna. Krishna is appearing all the time in Dwarpara Yuga, but it's saying the original Swayam Bhagavan Krishna is appearing at that time. And in the Kali Yuga that follows that comes Swayam Bhagavan again, but as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And what is he, how is he identified? Mahaprabhu Gauranga Sundar. Shama, like in Guru Maharaj's song, the Saraswat Arati, Shama Sundar Krishna. Krishna's famous as Shama Sundar. Shama, like Siam, like Thailand's original name, Siam, Shyam. Yeah, same thing. You can, if you don't believe me, you can read it in Wikipedia, and then I know you'll believe it. So I'm saying, Siam, Shyam. What's the name? Ganashyam, like a cloud, like the monsoon rain cloud, which will come in a few months. So we're told, Gauranga Sundar has, due to what? Radha Baba Subalita, being enveloped in the heart and halo of Radharani. This is an astonishing thing. Krishna, who's Shyama Sundar, now he's golden. All of his limbs are golden. He's this golden effulgent form. Hemanga, Hema also means golden. Hema Anga, golden limbs. Right? Mahaprabhu Gauranga Sundar Nityam Nidir Namabhi. So, Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur, there's so much that can be expressed. Kaviraj Goswami has expressed it in Chaitanya Charitamritam, Vrindavan Das Thakur in Chaitanya Bhagavat. And Guru Maharaj said there's this one song where they say, teen puggle have three crazy people have ruined Navadvip. And who are the three puggles, the three crazy? Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva have gone mad. Brahma as Haridas Thakur, Shiva as Advaita Acharya. He's described alternately as Mahavishnu Jagatkarta and also as Shiva. And ontologically, that's supportable because Shiva and Mahavishnu have a connection. But the three puggles, Brahma, Haridas, Shiva, Advaita Acharya, and Vishnu represented here in the beginning as Gaur Narayan, and later, you know, Gaura Hari. As the people in Navadvip, they're worried when they said, you know Nimai Pandit? Now he calls himself Gaura Hari. Like, uh-oh. Where's this gonna go? So it's the song, the person says, these three puggle people, they've ruined Navadvip, which was the seat of learning, of scholarship. All this big Sanskritians were there. Even Advaita Acharya, he's, you know, a scholar. Many of Mahaprabhu's devotees posing that way. But then they come and ruin all of that. But in a delightful way, singing and dancing. And even Guru Maharaj himself, where he grew up, in Hapania, he said when he first heard about Nitai and Gauranga from one of his friends, Guru Maharaj's first question, he said, do they have any Siddhanta? Because some friends telling him how they sing and they dance and they take Krishna Nam and they do all these wonderful things. Right? What do we say in the prayer? What is it called? Nityananda Sahodito, but the first line. Sri Chaitanya Nityananda. Nityananda Sahodito Godo Godia Pushpavanto Chitra Sando Tamonudo. But what is the first line? Saying they have arisen simultaneously like sun and moon. So Guru Maharaj said, about Gaura Nitai, do they have any Siddhanta? Let me tell you, do they have some Siddhanta? It's very beautiful. And described by Vishwanath Chakrabarti, who has this extraordinary ability, like he condensed everything into one sloka, right? And he says, yes, Bande Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityanando Sahodito. Vishwanath Chakrabarti says, Aradhya Bhagavan Brajesha Tanayas Taddama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachid Upasana Brajabudu Bargena Jagkalpitai Sri Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanamamalam Prema Pumarto Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam Tatrapi Napara. Like that. Saying Aradhya Bhagavan. Aradhya means worship, and think of it also. Aradita Radhika Radharani. So he's saying Aradhya Bhagavan Brajesha Tanayas Taddama Vrindavanam. Saying the supreme type of worship, the highest worship, Aradhya Bhagavan Brajesha Tanaya, is of whom? Means Brajesha Tanoi, means the son of the king of Vrindavan. Nanda Maharaj is generally king of Vrindavan. So his son, that means Krishna. Taddama Vrindavanam. What is the highest abode? It's that Vrindavan. Then Ramya, that Ramya means a reference to the Braja Gopis. Vargena means their path. Braja Vargena, ya kalpita. And interesting, the word here, kalpita, means, in one sense, imagination. Like people like to talk about, like, in the literary world, like the imagination of the human being. Like, this is the highest. The imagination of man is really what separates him from the others and all the great things that have come, been produced by, from the imagination of human beings. Right? But here, saying the highest thing, what does it come from? And we're using this word in a qualified way. Gurumar said, the imagination of the Braja Gopis, or he said, what they invented. And I like that word, because when we hear invented, like they came up with this idea, they invented it, they trademarked it, copyrighted, and it's only through the Braja Gopis that this type of worship is available, because they're completely controlling it. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in one of his songs that all the Vedas declare that Krishna is the property of Radharani and her girlfriends, the Braja Gopis. So Vishwanath is saying, there's no superior form of worship than what was conceived by them. So in Charitamritam, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is giving some insight into that. That's why this sloka appears there. Atmendriya priti dari icha bole kam, Krishnendriya priti icha dari premanam. He's saying, what's the difference between love and lust? As Guru Maharaj said, North Pole and South Pole. They appear to be superficially the same, but they're polar opposites. They're worlds apart. What is that? Kam undatama. Lust is dense darkness. Kamandatama, prem, nirmala bhaskar, means, you know, pure sunlight. Right? Or one's Guru Maharaj said, dense light. As one is dense darkness, this is dense light. Like, not only light, but light in its most enriched aspect. Or you see in the special prayers composed by Guru Maharaj, Gurudev, like, what did he say? Jyotir Priti Tunum Hiranyapurusham. It's a very mystical thing, because in some places it says Jyoti Rupam, the form of light. It's only the Mayavadis or impersonalists who think light is impersonal, not the devotees. They're saying, actually, the form of light goes back to Krishna. So in this one sloka it says, Jyotir Priti Tunum Hiranyapurusham. The Hiranyapurush sometimes in Vedas means like Hiranyagarbha, different forms of Vishnu. Here's the thing, no. Hiranyagarbha, real Hiranyapurusham, that golden person, means Mahaprabhu. And what is Mahaprabhu's conclusion? Suresh Durgam, not the Suresh Anam Durgam Gati Atishayana Upanishadam Muninam Sarvas Patalina Madhurima Vinyasha Pashum Palambujam Risham Satchaitana Kame Punar Pidashar Yashativadam. The Braja Gopis, they're seeing that what the Upanishads are, what is Suresh Durgam, remember that name?
I do indeed.
Sura Isha, Suresh, that means the you know, the highest, the Suras means the demigods, and Isha means like their Lord. And you can take that to be Shiva or other, or in different ways of saying, very rarely glimpsed, and that means Krishna too, if we go higher to Shiva, etc. So to Krishna, and Mahaprabhu, very rarely glimpsed. The Upanishads, Vedas are only pointing in this direction. Saying, but the Braja Gopis, they're seeing not only Krishna, but they're saying, like, what happened to Krishna that he's suddenly, he's our mistress, who is Srimati Radharani. Now Krishna, He's mad singing her glories. How wonderful is that? We knew she was great all along. We knew she was the best. We're always and only promoting her. But now look, the most wonderful thing has happened where Krishna himself has become a devotee. And he's telling the world how great Srimati Radharani is. They're thinking, this is really a victory for us. So Chakrabarti Thakur is saying, yes, what was invented by them, he's telling you who is Mahaprabhu, that Krishna, he's now been converted into a devotee. And he's saying, and don't just take my word for it. If you think, oh, this is the sentimental effusion of a Krishna-loving person, of someone who's mad after Gauranga. He's saying, no, Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanamamalam. This isn't just some, if you thought, oh, the Braja Gopis, they concocted this, because I used the word kalpita, they invented this process. No, the evidence that this is true, that there's nothing higher than this. Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanamamalam. Amala means pure, spotless, not contaminated by anything or modified by any other thing. It's the pramanamamalam, it's the ultimate evidence of the truth in this matter. And what is it? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam Tatrapi Napara. That there's no other higher form of worship, and this is the position that is embraced by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we're told, and that song, Avatar Sar, that he, when he comes, all the incarnations appear within him, so we can see within him. If someone addresses him with reference to Nisringadev or Vamana or any other incarnation, it's not incorrect, they're all there, but yajanti hi sumedasa, those of refined theistic intellect will understand, oh, all these avatars and incarnations are expansions or parts of him. He himself being their origin, like given in the Brahma Sanghita, one candle lights another candle, another candle, another candle, but there's one original candle giving that illumination. So, Sva Bhaktebhya Sudham Nija Bhajanam Upadishan. He's come in the role of a devotee, expressing devotion to Krishna, and not just any devotion to Krishna, but the highest sort of devotion to Krishna. But anyway, I said more than I wanted to at this point, but I'd like for Madhusudan Maharaj to say a few words.
Maharaj, I'm happy to say something in the way of like greeting the devotees. Yeah. It's the day when Gurudev would be with the devotees as much as possible. Yeah. Devotees will come up to him. He was always so happy. And this is also one of the biggest gatherings I've seen here in Chiang Mai. Mm-hmm. It coincides with a Sunday, but you would have a day off anyway, no doubt, from all the other duties that you're doing. Mm-hmm. But here, there's a good gathering of devotees, and it is still daylight, so we can see everybody instead of being in the light and seeing out in the
dark. He wants you to turn the camera and pan the devotees.
As you wish. But in Navadvip,
like this one.
In Navadvip, Gurudev would be with the devotees, talking with the devotees, and prepare for this evening when he would be surrounded in the Nat Mandir with a full house of devotees. So the Gaurapanima time, it is the biggest festival of the year in the sense of the duration of the festival and probably the numbers as well. Though Guru Maharaj's Vyasa Puja was indeed a big festival, but not of the duration, because of course Navadvip Dham Parikrama has been taking place. And this is also a very famous festival for the Bengali, the local people, that throughout India, Holi is known, the day when they all throw color on each other. So this,
which is coming here soon as Songkran, that's the Thai New Year, and they throw water on everybody in honor of it.
The origin of that is, in fact, the Radha Krishna or the gopis and Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan, some origin of that. But it's a famous festival throughout India. So the traditional Hindu, if you like, people of Bengal, they gather at the temple. So not only our temple, but so many temples are full at this time. And my first Gauropanima in India was in the presence of Srila Guru Maharaj. And we also had some opportunity to help to put up the pandal, to make the preparation for the program, to pick the, climb the mango trees, collect the mangoes, get bitten by insects, do all those things, and then thread the mangoes onto the
leaves,
the mango leaves onto the coconut twine, and your fingers literally will bleed after some time if you don't do little preparation before, like preparing your fingers. But that first Gauropanima was in the presence of Guru Maharaj, and also some subsequent Gauropanimas, of course, up until 1988. But we remember very much from that first time, the first Gauropanima in India, where Guru Maharaj is seated. We were actually upstairs, above the Nat Mandir, that time, in order that Guru Maharaj would not have to exert too much by coming down
the stairs.
On the
little bridge.
Maharaj. He crossed the little bridge and straight onto
connected
the
connected his veranda roof to the top of the Nat Mandir.
And on the top of the Nat Mandir, we made out of bamboo. Of course, I'm definitely just the assistant, and hopefully not the resistant, to help build it, because the local devotees, they are accustomed to the bamboo, the tarpaulin, the string and everything. And they showed me also how to cut string without a knife. I'm saying, oh, I need scissors, I need a knife. No. You don't get scissors or knife. You just get this and you tie this. And then they showed me how you cut string and all these things. But the point is that the devotees who came, everybody got some opportunity for service at the festivals. And the festivals were a place of service, place of the devotees coming from around the world, of course, primarily to meet Guru Maharaj, presently to meet Gurudev, but Guru Maharaj and Gurudev. But also the time for the devotees to be together and comparing notes all over the world, from South America, North America, the Far East, the Southern Hemisphere, Northern Hemisphere, and all over the world. Devotees are coming together to compare notes, if you like, and to share association with each other. And with the head of everything being our dear Srila Bhakti Rokha Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, and everything actually being managed by Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj during those years. So Gurudev maintained this constant reciprocation with the devotees year by year by year by year. Guru Maharaj presently was not able, in the sense of it was his 90 years old plus in this material world, and not able to give full attention for greeting everybody. No doubt everybody came to give obeisances and to render service to Gurudev, to Guru Maharaj, by giving some donation, rendering service, by being present, by assisting in many ways. But Srila Gurudev throughout, Srila Govinda Maharaj throughout, he was the one who was very much caring individually for the devotees, and he had an astonishing personal recollection of the devotees, who is related to who lives where, activities of the devotees. And it was a very sweet time of the association of devotees, and with the example of the pure devotees at our head, that example of the welcoming and reciprocation with the devotees, and of giving a constant flow of Harikatha, adjusting everybody according to their time, place, circumstances of life, adjusting everybody in the path of devotional service. And Gurudev, I noted it. I was listening to some things from Gurudev from the Gauropanimas. And he never missed an opportunity to mention to the devotees, the Bengali devotees, thousands, Western devotees, hundreds, literally. He would never miss an opportunity, and especially when there was such a big audience, to stress Trinadapi Sunichina Taroriva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadina Kitanyaha Sadaharihi. This humility, tolerance, giving honor to others. This is the process to chant the holy name. We are thinking, oh, the process is counting the beads in this way and sitting peacefully in this way. Yes, many things can be helpful, but Gurudev would say that the actual process for us to chant the holy name is through this humility, tolerance, and giving honor to others. So Gurudev at this Gauropanima time would give such a emphasis to the devotees. Guru Maharaj used on one such occasion this opportunity of addressing the many, many Bengali devotees, saying, you look at these Western devotees, they are coming from all over the world to your land, to our land of Bengal. And Guru Maharaj, with thousands of people there, Bengali devotees, he's telling them very clearly, you see how much regard they have for this place. They are coming with no facility, there's no luxury, no enjoyment. Why are they coming here to face difficulty to be here? Mm-hmm. They're coming here out of appreciation of Gauranga's appearance, with Gauranga's appearance, the holy name's appearance, and their great appreciation from these supposedly opulent, successful countries throughout the world. They're coming to this where there's no apparent opulence or anything else, but attracted by something more valuable. This value of the gift of Gauranga, who has appeared in your land. Mm-hmm. And this way, Guru Maharaj, on at least one Gauropanima, mm-hmm. when we are present, he is giving this emphasis to the local devotees. Mm-hmm. The local, some are devotees, we can say, mm-hmm. and some are simply kind of Hindu. They are coming to the temple from the villages and around and about. So all of these things are a reminder for ourselves. Gurudev would always remind us too of this great treasure that we've come so close to the actual success of our lives. And Gurudev would also stress that we have this one life in our hand and we should use this life. We often say this way, utilize our fortune. So this is also an opportunity for these very essential points that we can make them firmly in our heart, that we have such a wonderful opportunity. The parampara is intact, the teachings are intact. We have come in touch with that main current of this flow that has come from Mahaprabhu, originating from this day, 500 and, I forget how many years ago, is 1995. Or was it 1985? Was the 500th anniversary?
Uh-huh, because 1486 is when he appeared.
So this, with his appearance, coming to appreciate all of this, that main current that Mahaprabhu brought, that Nityananda Prabhu distributed, that line which has been given to us by Rupa Goswami, it has come intact through this parampara, and the Western world now has got all of this opportunity, which essentially, beginning with Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur's strong presentation of what the actual sum and substance is and what is fake, as we were reading in the introduction to Sharanagati, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur saying, how many false paths shall I name and list? But here, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his presentation, is giving us the clean, pure line. This has been shown and exposed, presented by Srila Sarasvati Thakur, and come through this main trunk of Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Gurudev to our present era. So it is a great opportunity to remind ourselves as devotees, and it's a wonderful opportunity to be with each other. This way we understand we are not alone in this world. And we know some people, they are practicing really in very remote geographical places, but may not be a remote geographical place. It may be a city, it may be so many places, but it's the opportunity to remember each other. And as Marja was saying just now, really this festival all over the world, it is flowing, flowing, flowing. And because right now there are devotees practically everywhere who are reading Chaitanya Charitamrita all day, they're doing something special. They're fasting. And instead of eating, then they're engaged in more and more remembrance of Gauranga's Leela, Nityananda's Leela, of this time of the appearance of Gauranga. So Maharaj asked me to say a few words, and I'm happy to remember Guru Maharaj, remember Gurudev, remember the super times of this festival. We've been most fortunate to be in their association and share some of their enthusiastic distribution of the importance of the holy name, distributing the holy name, distributing the method to chant the holy name, and giving all encouragement to use our life carefully and properly. So we are happy to have this opportunity to be with you here and around the world to be with the devotees. Jai Shri Gaura Purnima Shri Gauranga Sunda Janmadin Ki Jai.
And picking up on what Maharaj said, actually, once, like you say, addressing the Bengali devotees, he, Achyutananda Maharaj, went with Guru Maharaj's party to his own hometown, Hapania. He hadn't been there in 30 or 40 years, maybe 50, a long time. And 30 or 40. And one of his relatives, he saw the boy, Achyutananda, who was from like New York City. And this was like 1968. So there was no worldwide Hare Krishna movement and all. So the family member of Guru Maharaj was astonished to see, and this boy, he could speak Bengali, sing the songs, preach. It was just utterly astonishing to him. And he said to him, because Guru Maharaj and Gurudev told this story for years, so how the substance of Achyutananda and his Vaishnavata. The family member of Guru Maharaj said, "We're from here and we don't have this kind of appreciation. How is it possible? You're from New York City, you know, and you are appreciating this, and we're ashamed in your presence that we don't have such appreciation." And beautifully, Achyutananda said, "Brahmanda Brahmite Kuna Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Lata Bij." He quoted Mahaprabhu's instructions to Rupa Goswami, and he's saying, it's not a geographical thing. Having wandered the length and breadth of the universe, one who's Bhagyavan Jeev, one who gets some mercy, who gets good fortune, he can appreciate these things. So it's not that I'm from New York and you're from Hapania and someone else is from another place. But if you get some mercy of the Vaishnava, then you can appreciate these things. And this led Srila Gurudev, who and his Lalita Sakhi Pragalba Bhav, where he can chastise others. He told Guru Maharaj's brother, he said, one very heavily, he said, "You came from the same womb as Guru Maharaj, and you didn't know his greatness until all these people came from all over the world, and now you understand." And they're like, "Yes, Govinda Maharaj." But they all became disciples of Guru Maharaj, his own family members. But Guru Maharaj said, "You came from the same womb as Guru Maharaj, and you don't know how great he is." Like, that's inexcusable. Like, others, we may say, "Oh, they didn't know. How can they know?" But you have no excuse to know how great he is. And that Guru Maharaj, we can say, really, coming in connection with him, everything shifted in a delightful way. Like, there was Krishna in the primary position, then it like shifted to Radharani and Mahaprabhu. And then we thought, oh, Krishna looks even more beautiful from this angle of vision, not less. And Guru Maharaj himself would say that, as he asked me once after he made these books, Search for Sri Krishna, Sri Guru and His Grace, Golden Volcano, Loving Search for the Lost Servant. And Guru Maharaj said to me once, he said, "Which is your favorite?" And I thought, I don't know how to answer. I wasn't prepared to, and I didn't want to say the wrong thing. And so I was like, oh, I was thinking, which is my favorite? And Guru Maharaj, he's not waiting for me to answer. He said, "Mine is..." And he was like blushing, and he said, "Golden Volcano." And you're saying, why? Because Golden Volcano is Mahaprabhu. It's full-blown Mahaprabhu, Radharani, all of the things that are really at the heart, in the heart of Guru Maharaj. And it's the heart of Mahaprabhu. When I saw that Mahaprabhu deity and his samadhi, that Mahaprabhu.
Okay.
Because before that, Guru Maharaj once told me, if you really want to know what a Mahaprabhu deity should look like, go to Mahaprabhu Bari, Vishnu Priya Bari, there, and see that Mahaprabhu. And I went and saw, and I think I understood something. But later, when I saw this Mahaprabhu and Guru Maharaj's samadhi, I went, oh my, he's so extraordinarily beautiful. They're all beautiful. But this deity being in the proximity of Guru Maharaj and Guru Maharaj's conception of Mahaprabhu seemed to be the most beautiful. And I made some comment to this effect to Srila Gurudev, and he said, actually, he said he was on the central altar of Guru Gauranga Gandharva Govinda Sundar. And Gurudev said, so he's like on the side, they do that sometimes. And he said, but the Mahaprabhu deity there indicated to Gurudev that that deity should have his own place, like, but in like little competitive way. Like, this is my altar here, and now he's so beautiful and so over, he needs his own place. So it was indirectly confirming what I thought. I thought, yes, he is extraordinarily beautiful. Wherever he is, he will outshine everyone. And so that he's there, and only with Guru Maharaj, his devotee, his greatest devotee, and from my point of view, then it'll be all adjusted. And when Acharya Maharaj arranged Govinda Kunda, the first one, and because interestingly, footnote, Guru Maharaj wanted the place for Gauranitai, Gauranityananda would go and have water sports pastimes. And those deities ended up perhaps in Puri or somewhere, but anyway, it came down to Mahaprabhu himself. Mm-hmm. Nityananda Prabhu will be happy with that. And then Mahaprabhu went on the boat and, you know, what they call water sports, pastimes of Gaur-lila, which are safe. And then when he finished, and there was arati at the temple, the Giriraj Mandir, and then went back to the samadhi of Guru Maharaj. And when he went back to the samadhi of Guru Maharaj and was put back in his place, it was I was next to Gurudev. He started speaking to Guru Maharaj in a respectful but conversational voice. He's talking directly to Guru Maharaj, who's there in samadhi. And he said, your divine graces, you know, long cherished desire that Mahaprabhu would go, you know, and play in the Govinda Kunda has been fulfilled. Like, it was his offering. And of course, Srila Acharya Maharaj deserves so much credit for fulfilling this long cherished desire of Srila Guru Maharaj. And Srila Gurudev was very happy to do that. So Guru Maharaj, he would say, Guru Maharaj is very candid about his own position. There's some great insight there, and he's telling you about his heart sentiments. And he was saying, remember his name was Ramendra Chandra Bhattacharya. Mother prayed, as Gurudev's mom prayed to Shiva, his mother prayed to Ramachandra. Because they're like, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshamam, for some protection. And then they gave that name when he appeared. And Guru Maharaj, he liked Ramachandra because he was dutiful. And in the Ramayana, the, you know, the self-sacrifice of Sita and of Ramachandra. Because why does Sita have to suffer so much? Because Ramachandra is sacrificing himself for the pleasure of the citizens. He's putting them above his own. He would love to go on with eternal pastimes with Sita. It's a very complex thing, actually. But Guru Maharaj said he always liked that, wherever he saw self-sacrificing tendency. And he said, Krishna, and remember, he's speaking also a little, what's the word? Where, you know, with a little almost smile, he's saying, but Krishna, he's an enjoyer. not only an enjoyer, he's supreme enjoyer. Like Gurudev said, Lakshmi and Narayan, one Lakshmi, one Narayan, and Vaikuntha, repeat, right? 64 types, repeat. So many types, always one Lakshmi, one Narayan. Krishna, Brahma Sangita, why Mahaprabhu liked this book so much? Lakshmi Sahasra Satasam Brahma Sevyamanam. Hundreds, thousands, even millions and billions of Lakshmis for one Krishna. He's saying, so Krishna, he's enjoyer. And he's saying, so I was not so much inclined to him. But what I appreciated, and he said, how I came to Krishna conception is Radharani and Mahaprabhu, this total self-giving, self-sacrifice to the degree, what highest degree of self-sacrifice is what? Self-forgetfulness, right? So that attracted me. And hearing about Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Radharani. And so when we came in connection with Guru Maharaj, just by being in his relativity and hearing from him, this shift took place where by his divine grace, we can say some at least feigned appreciation of Radharani and Mahaprabhu. And Guru Maharaj would say things like, when I think of Radharani, I lose my existence. That's a very peculiar statement. He said, when I think of her, and this is Guru Maharaj. If someone else said that, we would shun them, we don't care to hear. This is Guru Maharaj speaking. He said, when I think of her, I lose my existence. Right? He said, when I came to appreciate Mahaprabhu, Radharani, all these things, he said, as far as I am concerned, everything else is trash. We should not imitate these things, but our Guru Maharaj, he's saying these things, and we know coming from Guru Maharaj, these are substantial statements. He has the qualification to express these things. He said, in comparison, from his point of view, everything else is trash. It's of no interest to him. To this degree, he is fanatically absorbed in Radharani's conception and Mahaprabhu. Because Mahaprabhu means Radharani. That we have to say. Right? Where Krishna is acknowledging, in a sense, her superiority. He's the absolute, he's God himself. And this is how wonderful Krishna consciousness is. And there's the sweetness of their relationship that Krishna can say, of the two of us, she's superior. That's why the Vraja Gopis are like, yay, Radharani's the best, and Krishna's admitting it. Right? We've known this all along, we're always promoting her, and now Krishna himself is saying such. What? When did Krishna say that? As Mahaprabhu. Guru Rupa Harim Gauram Radha Ruchi Ruchavritam. Vasu Ghosh and his songs. He's the one that has the song that says, what kind type of sadhana is this? Singing, dancing, and feasting? What a wonderful sadhana. I thought about, I was told that when I first joined, on the first day I would join, I was told that. And I witnessed it. I observed it. Then I heard 40 years later that it's verified by Vasu Ghosh. Because I say, devotees say so many things, and especially when we first came, you wonder, you know, did Prabhupada really say this or not? You know, like, and you have to, like, in time go, my gosh, Vasu Ghosh says the same thing. They were right. From day one, they said, what type of wonderful thing is this? And one devotee, remember, as sitting next to me at the Sunday feast, perfectly shaved head. That was our hope. Like, you could perfectly shave your head, put on tilak, have a plate of prasadam, and preach to a guest. He thought, does life get any better than this? And he's sitting there, and I remember his name was Baladev Prabhu, and he's holding a gulab jamun, and the gulab jamun's like, the juice is dripping down his wrist. And he said, there are yogis, they blaze fire in the heat of the summer, sit in that fire, and they're doing their, you know, tapa. He said, and the same ones in the wintertime, they go in freezing water up to their neck, they're doing yoga like that, right? Trying to get a glimpse of the Paramatma. He said, and the bhakti yogi, he's feasting, and he threw the gulab jamun in his mouth and went like, and then the juice was like running down his chin, and he had like a big smile. And I thought, I want to stay here forever. I want to be with these people if they'll let me stay. The bhakti, he's feasting. So Vasu Ghosh is saying the same thing. What type of sadhana is this? Singing, dancing, and feasting. But that same Vasu Ghosh, who's a gopi, and big gopi, like Sudevi or something, big, huge gopi, Astasakhi, and Vrindavan, says, Jadi gorna hoita tabiki hoita kemani doritam dehe radhar mahima prema rasasima jagata janatake. The way Guru Maharaj represents that, he's saying, Vasu goes, he's so intense, he's saying, he can't imagine a world without Gauranga. He's not just saying, this is good, or you should try it, or that's not what he's saying. He's saying, he can't imagine existence without Gauranga. And not only for himself, for anyone. And so Guru Maharaj said, he's saying, but I notice, apparently, for some time, you were living without connection with Gauranga? And he's trying to think, how to digest this? It's impossible to live without Gauranga. Because that means Krishna Prema, as Guru Maharaj says in his tongue, he said, Krishna Prema is so, he said, he's searching for words. He says, heart, he says, it's so compelling. And then he says, heart swallowing. It will swallow your heart. And if you have a touch of this, you won't be able to live without it. It will be impossible to live. If you actually have a touch of the real substance, you won't ever be able to live a moment in separation from that. That's the sort of intensity. Radharani, Mahaprabhu, and so Vasu Ghosh saying like, but I noticed for some time, you were living without this apparent connection. The only way he can process this is that, oh, in anticipation that you would come in connection with this, you might have lived for, that's possible. You knew you were gonna get this connection, so it looks like for some time you were living without it. But in anticipation of that, that I can understand. That's his marvelous way of viewing the world. And the Gauranga world, Gaura Prema world, and he says, Jadi Gaurana Hoita Tabiki Hoita Kemari Daritam Dehi, that's that part. Then he says, Radhar Mahima. Why did Krishna come as Mahaprabhu? To Radhar Mahima, to tell the world about the glories of Radharani and her type of love for Krishna. Mahabhav Swarupini Radha Thakurani. When Ramananda Samba, Mahaprabhu, when they first meet on the banks of the Godavari, remember it's like Govinda, Godavari, everything your heart could want. And your heart, you know, is not an abstract thing. The heart has eyes, ears, can see, hear, taste, touch, and smell. That heart, right? Will be fulfilled here in this. So he's saying, when they first meet each other, Ramananda sees Mahaprabhu and it says, it looks like he's sitting on the banks of the Godavari River. It looks like the sun is dressed in saffron robes. That's what he says. As if the sun was sitting there as a sannyasi. Because Rupa Goswami also says and he says, Raso Dama Kamar Budama Dura Dama Jalatanu Jati Nam Utankshas Tarani Koti Vidyoti Vasana. He says, a jati, but his clothes, although they're saffron, they're glowing on account of his effulgence. So Ramananda first saw like this sun like sannyasi sitting on the banks of the Godavari. They have their discussion, and gradually it's coming out who is Mahaprabhu. Right, and Ramananda, his vision, he's no longer seeing a sannyasi, and he's seeing that the sannyasi has turned into Krishna, and he's he tells him, I no longer see a sannyasi. He tells Mahaprabhu, I'm seeing Krishna. And Mahaprabhu is saying, of course you're seeing Krishna. We've read about devotees like you in the Bhagavatam. Wherever they cast their glance, they see Krishna. So when you see me, you're also seeing Krishna. Right? So, and then Ramananda is saying, no, you know, don't tease me like that. He's saying, but I'm not finished. Not only am I seeing Krishna, but I see Shyamasundar Krishna and the cowherd boy Krishna who's playing the flute. He's covered by a golden girl. What is this? Krishna's covered by this golden girl. And then Mahaprabhu realizes he's caught by the loving vision of Ramananda, and he's saying, I can't conceal myself from you. Yes, you're seeing Krishna. Rasaraj Mahabhav Duyakarup. That golden girl is Radharani, and she doesn't touch anyone but Krishna. But now she's covering Krishna. Radha Bhavaduti Subalita Nomi Krishna Sarupam. The heart of Radharani plundered by Mahaprabhu. Aparam kasyapi prani janamanda sukutuki rasotstamam hritva madhuram upaboktam kamapiya. He's stolen her heart from him, is covered in the heart. The heart is radiant with Krishna prema, like Gurudev's song, Tungamani Mandire. Radharani's heart is like a lighthouse on the mountaintop of Barsana. It's a lighthouse of Krishna prema that's illuminating everything and concealing the Shyama Sundar, Brajendanandan Krishna. So he said, I can't conceal myself from it. What do you see? Rasaraj Krishna. And who? Mahabhav Swarupini Radha Thakurani. Mahabhav means she's the one who can extract the most rasa from Krishna. And a tiny finite soul, what is their capacity? Like we will think in the beginning, oh, Guru Maharaj even said, I'm thinking, we're told you should surrender to the Vaishnava as Guru. And yes, Prabhu, whatever you say, I'm following that. Saying, but I thought someday my heart's inner hankering for a direct connection with Krishna will be satisfied. He said, that's how I was thinking in the beginning. He said, but in time I began to realize the Vaishnava is everything. And what does Bhaktivinoda say? Guru jana shire puna shobhapai shataguna. When I look at my Gurudev, I see Krishna looking 1,000 times more beautiful. And who's the ultimate Gurudev? The Ujjvala Rasa Acharya is Srimati Radharani. So in her connection, the full beauty, charm, and sweetness of Krishna is not only on display, revealed, but she is extracting the highest quality and highest quantity of rasa from Krishna and distributing that to her assistants and their assistants out of gratitude for the service rendered to them. And Mahaprabhu has come in the world to sing her greatness, Radhar Mahima, Prema Rasa, and the type of Sima means the limits in the sense of unlimited. Her type of Krishna Prema is the best. That's what he's tasting. That's what Guru Maharaj said makes him so magnanimous. He could give something lower and everyone would be happy, most people, right? Saying, but what is he distributing? What he himself considers to be the highest thing, of which there's nothing higher. And that means the type of love that Srimati Radharani possesses for Krishna. He's distributing that. That's inconceivable of inconceivable things. So Guru Maharaj saying, so now, and then he said, just to conclude this, he said, and remember, as Maharaj saying, he lived to be 92. And he's saying in his final day, he said, but recently, I'm developing some attraction for Krishna. He said, because I know if you're going to be in Radharani's group, you have to like Krishna. And I'm saying, he is so beautiful, so charming, so sweet, and I'm also appreciating Krishna. But as in her line, Sri Rupanuga you know, what does he say? Gurumati, what is it? Srimat Chaitanya Saraswata Matabara Udgita Kirtir Jaya Srim. And this will conclude Chaitanya Saraswata Mahat. What is it? Where is it? What is the spiritual GPS of Chaitanya Saraswata Mahat? On the Ganga Tata. It's on the banks of the Ganga. Like we have the song, Kabe Gauravani Suratuni Tate Ha Radhe Ha Krishna Bol. But you know, when I'll be wandering like a madman on the banks of the Ganga, taking the name of Radha and Krishna, which is Hare Krishna, Maha Mantra. But there on the banks of the Ganga, where? In Kola Dweep, Koler Ganj, Koler Danga, right? And, Koladri Rajye. Adri Rajye means Giriraj in Gupta Govardhan. Right? That's the part of Navadvip where the Chaitanya Saraswata Mahat is located and where it is spiritually located. Koladri Rajye, you have to see Gora Saraswata Nirata Gorata. Or no, what does it say? Oh, Bibrat Basa. No. Ganga Tata Navadvip. Yeah. Then, yeah, what is the next line? Yatushi Gora Saraswata Nirata Gora Gata Grananti. Here he's saying, what is the primary occupation of the members of Chaitanya Saraswata Mahat? Gaur Katha. We say Krishna Katha, it's inclusive, but Gaur Katha, singing the glories of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Oh, and Jayasri, mentioned in the beginning, the flag of Chaitanya Saraswata Mahat is flying high in the sky of Navadvip, proclaiming the glories, the supremacy of Srimati Radharani. And how is this being broadcast primarily? Gaur Gatha Grananti, by singing the glories of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. The Nityam Rupa Nuga Sri Kritimati Guru Gauranga Radha Jitasa. And the line of Rupa Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Saraswata Mahat, from Gauranga Mahaprabhu, the Saraswati Thakur and his followers, and the Rupa Nuga line, with this aspiration to serve their holy lotus feet. So, with that in mind, I want to sing this song first, Emana Durmati, and then sing the songs of the about the appearance of Mahaprabhu. And I want to know, what is the position of the moon?
Can you see the moon?
Should be this way, in this eastern sky.
I think if you climb a tree, it should be possible.
Well, don't climb a tree.
Yeah, no more accidents.
We can't afford to lose anyone. Hare Krishna. Is visible yet? Okay. Anyway, are you ready for it?
What's the page?
In the English songbook, 164. Emana Durmati Sangsara Vitori. Srila Gurumaharaj always asks Srila Gurudev to sing this song first and then other songs, but at least this one we should sing. Emana Durmati Sangsara Vitori Padiyachinu Ami.
Te mana durmati samsara vitore poriachinu ami.
Tava nija jan kono mahajane pataiya dile tumi.
Tava nija jan kono mahajane pataiya dile tumi.
Doya kori more patita dekia kohilo amore gia.
Doya kori more patita dekia kohilo amore gia.
Ohe dina jan suno balo kota ulasita habo hobe hia. Tomare tarite Sri Krishna Chaitanya Navadvipe avatar.
Tomare tarite Sri Krishna Chaitanya Navadvipe avatar.
tomahe no koto dinahina jane korile na bhava pa
tomahe no koto dinahina jane korile na bhava pa
bedera pratigya roki bara tore rukma vana viprasuta
bedera pratigya
Mahaprabhu name Nadiya Matai Shonge Bai Avaduta
Mahaprabhu name Nadiya Matai Shonge Bai Avaduta
Nanda Sutta Jini Chaitanya Gosai Nijanama Goridana
Nanda Sutta Jini Chaitanya
Gorilo jagat tumiyo jaiya loho nija paritrana